Germany is back. That was the message delivered by Friedrich Merz when a deal was signed to form Germany's coalition. Later today, the 69-year-old leader of the Christian Democrats and his new government will be sworn into Parliament. He'll become the country's 10th Chancellor with the mission to revive the country's ailing economy and to strengthen Berlin's role in Europe. To look at both the challenges he will face and his pledges, we can speak now to Peter Liese, the German Christian Democrats Union MEP. Mr. Liese, good morning. We know that you know Friedrich Merz for more than 30 years. Now, he has been described as divisive and elitist by some. So what direction will he take Germany?
Yeah, good morning. Friedrich Merz is really a strong new leader of Germany. And he will also be a very strong pro-European chancellor. He was member of the European Parliament. In fact, when I was his successor. So I know him very well. And he has never lost contact to the European Parliament and the European institutions. So he will really be much more engaged than the former German chancellor.
Now, there's huge foreign policy challenges, and he's been critical of his predecessor, Olaf Scholz, for not supporting Ukraine as much as they should, he said. Now, this is all coming against the backdrop, as we know, of US support waning for Ukraine. So what is he proposing then in this regard?
Yeah, it's very clear that we cannot leave the Ukraine alone. I was with young Ukraine women on the weekend, and they were really, really frustrated that support from the United States is waving. They are waiting for Europe. And in fact, the Russian aggression is also against our values. It's not only against the people in the Ukraine. Friedrich Merz was always very clear. One of his first trips when he was elected as party chair was, and you know, people in Ukraine can trust that they will be not left alone.
Can I just look as well, I suppose, at his plans to tackle immigration? It has been a big sticking point. He has been controversial at many points. He referred once to Angela Merkel's open door policy. So many will ask, will there be swift moves to tighten border controls once he takes the leadership role today?
Yeah, there will be a very important priority of the new government to keep again control on our borders. We want the solution. Unfortunately, the European Asylum Pact is not yet implemented, and that's why there will also be some national measures. But after dialogue with the neighbors, so he talks to Donald Tusk from Poland frequently, and also to the neighbors. So it's not that we will do an isolation policy, but in agreement with our neighbors, more strict controls. And, you know, it's very close to his heart that we have to do it because we want to make the far right small again in Germany. They are very strong, 20% in the national elections, 20% in polls. And one of the keys to make them small is migration policy.
And we apologise there. There's a poor connection with your line, Peter Liese, but we heard most of what you were saying there with regard to the challenges that Friedrich Merz will face as he takes up the new role there as Chancellor. Peter Liese, the German Christian Democrats Union MEP for North Rhine-Westphalia, thank you very much for speaking with us.